Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question, how can I respond when my friends say that no man can see God? Response from New Era. Your friends have probably read the few verses in the Bible that say that man can't see God. See Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, John chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. These verses seem to contradict other Bible verses that say that men such as Jacob, Abraham, Moses, and Isaiah have seen God. See Genesis chapter 18, verse 1, Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, and Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Fortunately, we have the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible, which clarifies the four scriptures that say that man can't see God. The prophet's inspired revision to those verses explain that sinful people can't see God, only those who believe. And even then, a righteous person must be changed, transfigured to see God. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verse 11. In the Pearl of Great Price account of Moses seeing God, Moses explains that it was his spiritual, not natural eyes that saw God. See Moses chapter 1, verse 11. You can let your friends know that we believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly, the Eighth Article of Faith. You can also bear testimony of Joseph Smith and of Latter-day Scripture, which helps us understand that the pure in heart shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
Response from readers. Spiritually see Him. Alma taught that every aspect of nature testifies of a supreme Creator due to its infinite complexities and harmonies. See Alma chapter 30, verse 44. This is a great opportunity for you to testify to your friends that you can feel His presence in your life every day through the Holy Ghost. You can also explain that we do not need to see God in order to believe He is there. That is why we have faith. If we could see Him, there would not be much effort required to believe and follow Him throughout our lives. There will be a time when we will see Him on the other side of the veil. Until then, your belief is enough to spiritually see His hand in your life. Janelle E., age 18, Washington, USA.
God loves me. A roommate once asked me how I could believe in something I could not see. I answered that it was because I can feel the Holy Ghost, who testifies that God knows me, and this increases my faith and brings peace to my soul. I cannot see Him, but I know He loves me because I have faith and I feel His Spirit. Samuel P., 18, Lara, Venezuela.
Open our hearts. Few people have ever seen God while they were on earth, but we have all been affected. We see everything He has created, all the blessings He gives, and we can all feel His love. I feel it most when I bear my testimony. As long as we open our eyes and our hearts, we will see God all around us, as well as in each other, His children. Caitlin E., age 16, California, USA.
We will stand before Him. When my schoolmates ask why I believe in God, if I have never seen Him, I explain that we have not seen God because it is not time for us to see Him. After we are resurrected, we will come before Him to be judged. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verse 9. I then share my testimony and explain that having faith means believing and having hope. If they have faith, they will see God like I see Him, with the eyes of my heart. Diana V., 18, Santa Cruz, Argentina.
He knew it was true. One day my companion and I were teaching a couple, and we told them that the Father and the Son had appeared to Joseph Smith in answer to his prayer. The man said that no one could see God. Immediately, the alarm on my watch went off, letting us know that we needed to head home. We left their home that day without answering that statement. The next day, I read a scripture in the Bible that says, "If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision." Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. I knew this scripture would help this brother believe. The time of the next visit arrived, and we spoke about prophets. I showed him this scripture, and his countenance changed. His eyes filled with tears, and he said, "This is true. There are people prepared to see God." Later, we taught him about Book of Mormon prophets who have seen God, and he knew it was true. Elder Diaz, 25, Mexico Merida Mission.
Faith that God exists. Normally we don't see God, but you can feel His Spirit. He wants you to get to know Him by reading the Scriptures and having faith in Him. If you have faith in Him, you won't have to see Him to know who He is and that He exists. Prophets like Moses and Joseph Smith, who have actually seen God, have had to be transformed to see Him. Aaron F., age 12, Oregon, USA.
Bear testimony. A friend of mine once asked me this question, and I asked her where she had gotten this idea. She told me that a man had shown it to her in the Bible. I then remembered John chapter 1, verse 18, where he says that no man can see the Lord. With the help of seminary, I remembered other scriptures in the Bible that say men like Moses and Jacob, being full of the Holy Ghost, saw God. And so I was able to answer my friend confidently and bear my testimony. Luis M., age 17, Mato Grosso, Brazil.
Sidebar: undeniable knowledge that He lives. Cultivate a diligent desire to know that God lives. This desire leads us to ponder on the things of heaven, to let the evidence of God all around us touch our hearts. With softened hearts, we are prepared to heed the Savior's call to search the Scriptures, John chapter 5, verse 39, and to humbly learn from them. We are then ready to ask our Heavenly Father sincerely, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, if the things we have learned are true. Most of us will not see God, as the prophets have, but the still small promptings of the Spirit, the thoughts and feelings that the Holy Ghost brings into our minds and hearts, will give us an undeniable knowledge that He lives and that He loves us. Elder Robert D. Hales, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, seeking to know God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Ensign, November 2009, page 32.
Next question. Pornography is ruining my life. What can I do to repent and break the addiction? Send your answer and photo by September 15th, 2011. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Material, and then select Questions and Answers. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A Pornography, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.